The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 9th chapter, text number 4, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on April 23rd, 1976, in Melbourne, Australia.
So this is the fourth class of the subject matter, the confidential and the king of knowledge. To understand God, this is the subject matter. So, yesterday we discussed that asaddhana purusha dharma sasa parantapa aprapya mang nivartanti mittu samsara sagara. There are two ways. One destination is to go back to home, back to God. Another destination is to be involved in the cycle of birth and death. So this human form of life is the junction to decide where you make your way. You are going to back to home, back to Godhead, or again, you are going back to the cycle of birth and death, mittu sansara, bhatmani. Bhatmani means path. That you have to decide in this human form of life. Because you are not animal, animals, they have no intelligence. Their first duty is where to get money, food. Money is required for purchasing food. But the animals, they do not know that food can be purchased. They are searching after food. But we are civilized. We are searching after money. Money is required for purchasing food. Why don't you produce food directly? That is intelligence. You are getting money, very good. What is that money? A paper. You are being cheated. It is written there $100. But what is that $100? It is cheaper piece of paper. But because we are so full, we are accepting a piece of paper, $100. And the struggle for existence, for a piece of paper. Why don't you be intelligent? Why shall I take the piece of paper? Give me food. But that intelligence you have lost. Therefore, my Guru Maharaj used to say, the present human society is combination of cheaters and cheated. No intelligent person. Formerly, money was gold and silver, coins. It has some value. But what is the present currency? Simply piece of paper, bunch of papers. During the last war, the government failed in Germany, and this bunch of papers were thrown in the street. Nobody was caring. Nobody is caring. See, our civilization is based on that. You require food, that's fact. Therefore, Krishna says, annam bhavanti bhutani. You produce your food. Anywhere you can produce your food. The land is enough land. In Australia, you have got enough land. In Africa, you have enough land, uncultivated. No, they will not produce food. They will produce coffee and tea and slaughter animals. This is their business. I understand that in your country, animals are slaughtered and exported for trade. And why export? You produce your own food and be satisfied. Huh? Why you are after that piece of $100 paper? Produce your own food and eat sensuously, be healthy and chant Hare Krishna. This is civilization. This is civilization. So therefore Krishna said that one who does not take care of my instruction, asaddhana, no faith, asaddhana purusha. Purusha means any man, any human being, living being, but any human being. Because otherwise who will hear Krishna? The cats and dogs will not hear. That is not possible. They have no capacity. But you are all human beings. Either you are Australian or Indian or American, or you can hear Bhagavad Gita. There is no doubt about it. It is a question of explaining in your language. So we are trying to do that. The Bhagavad Gita, the message of Bhagavad Gita is not sectarian. Don't take it like that. It is science, how to make the whole human society peaceful and happy. It doesn't matter whether you are Australian, American, Indian or African. And practically, we see, we have got branches all over the world. Those who have taken to Krishna consciousness, they are happy. So take it very seriously. Don't neglect it. That it is a sectarian religion of the Hindus. No. Krishna is not for the Hindus. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that sarvajonishu kaunteya sambhavanti murtayo. In every form of life, as many living entities as there are. I have explained this. There are different forms of life. Even within the water, there are 900,000 forms of life. This is basic knowledge. You can take directly knowledge. You can understand. You do not require to dive into the water and make study, aquatic research work. You take the knowledge from the basic literature, you immediately understand that there are 900,000 species of. This is a different form. The living entity, soul, is everywhere. But according to his karma, just like nowadays, people are very much fond of diving into the water and swim. This has become a fashion. So next life they are going to become fish. Yes, because jaga-jaga-māpi-smaranam-bhāvam-tajat-tanti-kalevaram. If you, at the time of death, if you think of that how to swim very nicely within the water, that means next life nature will give you a fish life. You get it? That is God's mercy. Why you artificially try to become a fish? You become actually fish. That is nature's gift. So you will get jaga-jaga-māpi-smaranam, this is stated in you. Because whatever we practice in our life, so that concept of life, that imagination continues, just like you dream. What do you dream? Whatever you think always, you dream like that. It's a mental activities. So those who are trying to become fish-like, nature offers him an actual body of fish. That is transmigration of the soul. We are desiring different types of desires, and we are getting a body. This is nature's law. Just like you infect some type of contagious disease, you suffer from the disease. Nature's way. It will be automatically manufactured. That is the disease. Similarly, the body will be automatically manufactured. This is the nature's law. Prakitekriyamanani gunai karmani sarvas. You are under the control of the material nature. And if you are manufacturing different ideas, nature will give you the facility to have such body. That is called transmigration of the soul. Therefore we find so many varieties of forms of life. Within the water, on the land, so many plants, so many varieties of trees, so many varieties of insects, so many varieties of birds, beasts, and then human life, then civilized life. So, in this way, by the process of evolution, we come to this point of human form of life, and if you are actually civilized, then take advantage of the instruction of Krishna and make your choice whether you are going back to home, back to Godhead, or again in the cycle of birth and death. This is the point. So, if we accept the instruction given by Krishna with faith, then our life are successful. And why you should not take? It is not very difficult. And if we take Krishna's instruction, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is speaking everything which is correct. If you take instruction from others, others means those have no connection with God or Krishna. They cannot give you correct information because they are conditioned under the laws of nature. The defect is ordinary person will commit mistake, will be illusion. His senses are imperfect and he has the tendency to cheat. This is ordinary living being. And those who are followers of Krishna or Krishna himself, they have no such defects. Whatever will they say, that is correct. So if we take correct knowledge, then our life is successful. And if we want to be cheated, then there are many cheaters. He'll cheat you. So make your choice which way you shall go, whether you shall go back to home, back to Godhead, or again go to the cycle of birth and death. Bhutta bhutta praliyate, that is our practical experience. We are changing our body. In the mother's womb, we were very small. In the first night after sex, the two seminal, they mix up, and then it become a form of a pea. Within that pea form, substance, the living entity takes shelter and gradually grows. Then there are 9 holes, and then the hands and legs and everything becomes complete, and when he can sustain, then nature's law pushes him by the air and he comes out of the mother womb, and then again grows in different types of body, and then he becomes old man. Then when the body is no more usable, then the body is finished and the soul again enters another mother's body. This is called transmigration. This is going on. But this is not a very happy thing. Today you may have Australian body or American body or Indian body, but when this body is finished, what is the next body you are going to get? You must have information. You are a human being. But that education is not there. There is no education throughout the whole world. How the soul is being transmigrated from one body to another, what body you are going to get next, this will be happy or distressful. If we get a nice body, human form or demigod, we may lead very happily. Not happily, at least better than the animals. But if we get the body of an animal, then just imagine what is the suffering. If you get the body of a tree, now just imagine, a tree is standing in the open atmosphere. There is no fall, there is scorching heat, but it has no power to move an inch. That is also life. And you can move from here to there, your facility. So now, in the human form of life, you have got all facilities given by God. You take advantage of it, don't put yourself again in the laws of nature and be liberated. Go back to home, back to God. This is the Krishna consciousness movement. It is the topmost humanitarian activities to give them information that in this life, what we are informing, the same thing as Krishna is. Krishna is informing. We don't manufacture any ideas. That is not our business. Therefore, we present this Bhagavad Gita as it is. As it is. We don't change it. Why we shall change? We are not greater authority than Krishna. Whatever Krishna has said, that is perfect. Why shall I change it? There are many rascals, they change the meaning, the interpretation, but that is misleading. You cannot change. Everything is very clear. Just like you do not require a ram to show the sun. The sun sign itself is quite bright to see sun. If somebody says, I have brought one lamp, you can see. This is nonsense. From Bhagavad Gita is so perfectly illuminated that anyone can understand without any very advanced knowledge, simple knowledge. Just like this transmigration of the soul. How simply it is. People cannot understand it. But Krishna is explaining this transmigration of soul so nicely. Dehi rasmin jatha dehi kaumara jovanam jara tatha dehantara prapti virastata namayapi. That Krishna says that asmin dehi, in this body, there is the proprietor of the body, soul. And because the proprietor of the body is there, therefore body is changing different forms. How? Not just like from babyhood to childhood, childhood to boyhood, boyhood to youthhood, youthhood to middle age, then old man. And when the body is no longer durable, tatha dehantara prapti, as you have come through so many bodies, so when the body is no more usable, you get another. So where is the difficulty to understand? Plain thing. Plain thing. But we are stubborn. We do not wish to understand. This is not a sectarian. This is a science. If a child becomes a boy, he's a sectarian. The Hindu child becomes a boy, Hindu boy, and the Christian child becomes a Christian. That is outward, Hindu, Muslim, Christian. But within this body, I am Hindu or Christian, because I have got this body from the Christian father, mother, Hindu father. But that is body. I am not this body. Therefore, we have to understand first that I am not this body, therefore I am not Hindu, not Muslim, not Christian, not black, not white. I am pure spirit soul, Aum Brahmasmi. This is the first basic knowledge. This is not sectarian. This is a basic knowledge. You believe or not believe. If a child says, no, I don't believe that I shall become a boy. But you believe that you must have to become a boy. A boy says, no, no, I shall not become a young man. No, no, you must have to. That is nature's law. Similarly, if one says, no, no, my this body finished, I will not get anybody. No, no, no. You have to get it. Tathādehāntara prāti. You must have to get. Now make your choice. Which kind of body you shall get? That is intelligence. That is intelligence. So that intelligence is also described in the Bhagavad Gita that jānti deva vṛtā devān pitrīṁ jānti pitrīṁ vṛtā. In this way, last line is madjājinopi jānti mām. So, if you like, you can go back to home. Otherwise, as Krishna says here, asaddha dhāna purusha. Asaddha dhāna purusha dharma śāsa parantapa dharma. This process, if one does not believe, then he is sure to go again to the cycle of birth and death. Aprapama, he is giving this offer, the opportunity, just like this Krishna conscious movement is giving opportunity that you can go back to home, back to Godhead. But if we don't take this opportunity, if we manufacture our own way of life, then you cannot manufacture because the laws of nature is above you. Prakite, kriyamanani guni karmani sarvasa. Ahankara bhimuratma. If by false prestige or false egotism, you try to manufacture some ways and means for your happiness, that will never be possible because above you, the strong nature's law is there. Nature's law will act in its own way. It will not allow to change it by your so-called devices and fertile brain. That is not possible. Ahankara vimunātmā kartā aham iti mannate. It is simply by false prestige he is thinking that I can chalk out my own way of life. No, that is not possible. You are completely under the laws of nature, and whatever nature will do, you have to accept. Next life, if nature by nature he gives you better body, demigod's body, you have to accept. If the nature offers you a dog's body, you have to accept. You cannot change it. That is not possible. So, we must be very careful. Krishna said, very easy, that one can go back to home, back to Godhead, very easily. How? Janma karmam ca me dibbam jo janati tattata. Tatta dehana punar janmanaiti maveti. Krishna says, I appear in this material world. I appear just like ordinary child appears. I take birth. Actually, Krishna does not take birth. If you read Bhagavad, you'll see how he appeared. Anyway, even if you take him that he appeared as the son of Vasudev or Mother Yashoda, you can say that he played just like a child in the hands of Mother Yashoda. So that's all right. But you try to understand why, what kind of this child display or leela of Krishna in front of Mother Yashoda. That is it. Janma karma me dibbam. That is all divine, transcendental. If we understand that God has become a child, or these people accepting a child of certain woman whose name is Yashoda as God, then you are mistaken. And if you understand that God has come as a child of this great devotee Mother Yashoda just to fulfill her desire, because Mother Yashoda wanted God as her son. So God had been very much pleased of this devotee. He has appeared as a son of Mother Yashoda. To understand, if you take Krishna that here is a child, born in a Vaishnava family of Mother Yashoda Nanda Maharaj, and these people are accepting him as God. Regular mistake. Therefore, Krishna says, janma karmanchame dibbam. It is transcendental divine. Therefore, there are so many shastras to understand Krishna. Otherwise, if Krishna is ordinary child, then why there are so many books? There is no need of so many books to understand Krishna. Just to understand him, that he is not ordinary child, he is God himself. Otherwise, who is writing so many books for understanding an ordinary child? Therefore, Krishna said that if one understands me, tattata, tattata means in fact, in truth, then he becomes so qualified that after we have to give up this body, any circumstances, that's a fact, then such person who has become fully aware of Krishna, such person, taktadeham, giving up this body, taktadeham puranjanvanaiti, he does not take any more birth with another material body. That what he happens, the mameti, he comes to me, that means he gets his original spiritual body. If you simply try to understand, it's not very difficult. Everything is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. You try to understand Krishna, then your life is successful. After giving up this body, there is no material body, you get spiritual body, and you enter in the spiritual world, and dance with Krishna, play with Krishna, talk with Krishna, live happily, peaceful life. This is instruction, this is the propaganda we are making. Why you are writing so many books? We have already 82 books, simply on the subject matter of Krishna, to understand Krishna. To understand Krishna, we can read books and we can understand. No, it is not so easy. Therefore Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that manusyanam sahasreshu kaschid jatati siddhaya. Jatatam avi siddhyanam kaschid vetimam tattata. To understand Krishna in truth, little difficult. Because Krishna says, out of many millions of persons, one is interested to make his life perfect. Nobody is interested. Everyone is interested to live like animal, eat, drink, be merry, and enjoy sex, and die like cats and dogs. This, so far they know. But they do not know that we can make our life perfect here. No more death, no more birth, no more illness, no more disease. Who is interested? They think that this is story. No, it is fact. If you want to make your life so perfect, not to go through this process of birth, death, old age and disease, you can do that. There is process. But if you neglect, that is our business. But the shastras, the knowledge, the Vedas, the big acharyas, Krishna, his incarnation, his devotees, they are simply trying to give you this knowledge, that you can make your life perfect. No more death, no more birth, no more old age, no more disease that you can make. That is possible. Therefore, Shastra says that Guru nasasyat, Janani nasasyat, Pita nasasyat, in this way. That Namo chayaja samupita mrittum. This is the perfect knowledge, the perfection of life. Samupetam mrittum. We have got a situation in this material world, repetition of birth, death, old age, disease. But Shastra says, one should not become a guru, one should not become a father, one should not become a mother, one should not become a relative, one should not become a friend. In this way, he says, if one cannot give relief to his friend or son or disciple, relief from the impending birth, death, old age and disease. This is real contraceptive method. If you think that if a child is born, I shall educate him in such a way that this birth will be his last birth. Next he is going to back to home, back to earth. Then produce a child, otherwise don't produce. This is spiritual concept. This is real father and mother. Otherwise a dog is also becoming a father. Such kind of father becoming is not recommended in the Vedic civilization. Just become a real father to give the real benefit to the son, then you become a father. This is called Varnasram Dharma. Not to become, it is said in a Bengali poem, Janame Janame Sabe Pita Mata Pa. In every life, everyone gets a father and mother. Because without father and mother, there is no question of birth. Janame Janame Sabe Pita Mata Pa. Krishna Guru Nahi Mile Bhajo Kiya. But you cannot get the proper guidance, Guru and Krishna in every life. You can get father and mother in every life, but you cannot get Krishna and Guru in every life. So we have got this chance, this life. How to get Krishna? How to get Guru? We have got intelligence. We should not miss this point. This is Krishna consciousness movement. Take advantage of this movement. This is not a manufactured thing. It is authorized, spoken by Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and accepted by big acharyas from very old time. Narada Dev, Vyasa Dev, Asita. Then in the recent years, Ramanujarya, Madhvacharya, Nimbarka, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, everyone has accepted this Vedic literature and they have preached. Formerly they were preaching within India. Now, by Krishna's grace, the preaching is going on all over the world. Take advantage of it. Make your life perfect. This is Krishna consciousness movement. So, if we take acceptance, that whatever Krishna is saying, it is perfect. This is called Saddha Dhamma. Faith. Without faith, you cannot make any progress. In every action, you must have faith. Just like if you go to a barber, you spread your neck like this, and he is with a razor. He can immediately cut your throat. But because you have got faith, no, this barber is honest. He will not cut my throat, he will cleanly say. So faith is required in every step. Without faith you cannot make step. Simply you have to find out the person that he is worthy of keeping my faith. Here is Krishna. He is accepted worthy of accepting his instruction. So take it very serious. The Bhagavad Gita is there. Then your life is successful. So what Krishna says next verse, first of all he says, maya tatamidam sarvam jagat abhaktam urtina masthani sarvabhutani nacha aham tesu avasthita. First in the beginning of the instruction, one has to learn what he is in the second chapter. Now, this is ninth chapter, far away. If we read chapter after chapter very nicely, then we come gradually to the perfection of knowledge. Now, here Krishna says, maya tatamidam sarvam jagat abhaktam urtina. Everything, whatever you see, material or spiritual, that is Krishna. Sarvam means everything. So Krishna said that I am spread all over the universe, or if you expand more. That is my abhakta, non-manifested form. Non-manifested form. The example is given, just like the sun sign. What is the sun sign? The sunshine is illumination, and the heat also, heat and light, sunshine. That if you go to the sun planet, then what is there? Heat and light. And if you enter into the sun planet and see the person, the supreme person within the sun, there is a supreme person. We do not know. But you understand from Bhagavad Gita that Krishna says, imam vivasate yogam prattvan aham abhayam. He talked with the sun god. So, there is sun god, there is god or the president, you may say, president of the planet. But if the president is there, the government is there, there are living entities. In everywhere there are living entities. Living entities. Don't think that you are simply here in this planet and there is no living. It is wrong conception. Foolish conception. The president of the sun planet, he is the original person from where the sunshine and heat is coming. He is the person. And the population there, they are made so that their bodily effulgence is the heat and light, and that is being manifested in the sun glow. If we accept Krishna as authority, then we can understand the sun glow, which the scientists are trying to understand, but they have failed. But if we believe the words of Krishna, then from here you can study what is the sun glow. This is a fact. You cannot imagine, you are tiny, you cannot become Dr. Frog within the well and try to understand Atlantic oceans. That is not possible. Here the defect is, one is a small frog in the well, and he is trying to understand the Atlantic Ocean. 3 feet water, his jurisdiction is 3 feet water, and he is trying to understand Atlantic Ocean. That is the defect. For Atlantic Ocean, you have to understand one has seen the Atlantic Ocean, then you can understand. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita recommends, Tadvidhi panipate na pariprasne na sevaya upadakshanti tad jnanam jnanina tattva darshino. Tattva darshino. One has seen the truth. So, here you have no difficulty. Krishna is the supreme person. He knows everything. You take the information, knowledge from Krishna, then your life will be successful. That is the propaganda of this Krishna consciousness movement. Thank you very much. To love Krishna. If you become expert, how to love Krishna? The idea of loving is not unknown to you. You love somebody, you love your wife, you love your children, you love your country, you love your society. There are so many loving aspects. But when you love Krishna, then your life is perfect. That is. Savai punsan paro dharma, jato bhakti radhokhaji, ohi tuki apratihata. Jena atma sam prasidati. That is the perfection of life, perfection of religious life. If one learns how to love Krishna, and without any motive, ohituki, just like here in this world, there is no love, because within this so-called love, there is a motive. I love a beautiful girl, because he is beautiful. A girl loves a man because he has got money. So this is the meaning of this material love. But that's not that kind of love. Here there is a motive. So ahituki, without any motive. Apratihata, without being deterred, without any obstacle. Love of God cannot be checked by any material impediments. You cannot say that I am very poor, oh, how can I love God? You cannot say I am very rich, or I am black, I am white, I am this, I am that. No, these material impediments has nothing to do for loving God. In any condition, you can love God. Ahuikati apputala. Jinata sampasidati. And if you attain that state, then you become completely happy. Shamin kitathosmi baramanajasi. I have no more want. That is perfection. And so long you will have want. The karmis, jnanis, yogis, they are in want. The karmis, they are all simply wanted material happiness. I want this, I want this, I want this, I want this. The whole world is rolling. Modern material civilization means to create wants. That is karmi. So they want, they will never get it. They want this, that, there is no end. And jnanis, when they are baffled, they want to become one with God. Mukti. And yogis, they want to show some magic, the magical power. So the Purmis, Jnanis, Yogis, everyone is in want. They cannot be happy. And when you come to the position, my Lord, I do not want anything. Simply, I want to serve you. Give me this opportunity. And that is possession. Anna virasita sunnam jnana karmadana mritam anukullena krishna nusilanam bhakti yuttama. That is first life. Yes.
Does God speak to me within me whether I listen or not?
God will speak just like you are speaking face to face if you are qualified.
Not in terms of words or even sound within me, but
does... Sound is speaking. Speaking is sound. There is no difference. When you speak, there is sound. God is within and without, both, not only within. That is, I am going to explain. Mayatatamidam sadbam jagatam bhaktam urdhila. I am everywhere. God is not only within, but without. But we have to see Him. We must have the eyes to see Him. God is everywhere. Maya tatamidam sarvam. Everywhere. God is everywhere. So, we have to qualify ourselves, have to talk with God, have to see God. Otherwise, God is present everywhere.
Have you
got
to Krishna?
Surrender to Krishna, whatever you possess, what you possess. You possess your body. You possess your mind. And it may be you possess a home, wife, children, or husband, children. This is our possession. So, when we surrender, my dear Lord, whatever I have got this body, I have got little mind, speculation, and some a home, or husband, wife, children, everything surrendered to you. Manasa deho geho jo kichu mor. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, we don't possess much. We possess whatever God has given us, little. So anyway, whatever you possess, everything is surrendered to you. Without any reservation. That is surrender. You are already surrendered, but you are surrendered to the police of God. Just like a citizen, he has to surrender. He has to surrender to the police or to the government. If he surrenders to the government, then he hasn't got to the police custody and jail. So, instead of surrendering to Krishna, we have surrendered to his Maya. And the Maya is punishing us. Daivijesha gunamayi mama maya duruttaya. Mamiva prapadanti, maya me dantanti. So if you want to get relief from the punishment of this maya, then you surrender to Krishna. Your position is to surrender, either this side or that side.
What can you do to still two voices inside yourself? One voice tells me that the mystic view of the world is correct, and it has its own logic and it's consistent. And this, when I'm in a meditative mood, I can comprehend. But when I walk in the daylight and the illusions are around one, then the other voice talks and says, my so-called logical voice, my daily logical voice says, that's a fantasy, a dream you're chasing. You're only putting a logic to it. Maybe it doesn't exist. How can one get over this doubt?
That means you're surrendering to different people. That is your position.
Sorry, I didn't hear
you. Sorry. You are surrendering to this boy or that boy. Hearing, this is correct or that is correct. But you do not know what is correct. So, under these circumstances, you surrender to Krishna, you'll get the correct answer.
Yes.
Because he is the supreme. There is no cheating. There is no imperfection. Therefore, you get the correct answer. You surrender to Krishna. You surrender to Krishna. He is the best tactful, and if you surrender, he will give you instruction, then all tactfulness will be there. Tesham aham. Tesham sadhuktanam bhajatan priti purvakam buddhi yogam dadamitam jinamam upajanti. If you become completely surrender, devotee of Krishna, he is within your heart. He will give you right instruction, so that every sphere of life will be perfect.
Why are people cruel? Why do they persecute other human beings and torture them? How is it they're able to do this?
Because he is not in his normal condition. Under the dictation of Maya, he is thinking, this is my enemy, this is my friend. And he's acting like that. But when he becomes Krishna conscious, then he becomes learned. There is no more enemy. Everyone is friend. Samas sarvesu bhuteshu madhvakti labhati param. That is the highest stage of life. All right.
Chandra.